In the regular year, that's not a leap year. Parshas Zohar usually falls on Parshas Tetzaveh. So it's always interesting to find connections between Parshas Tetzaveh and Mechias Amalek. So the Torah begins, V'ata Tetzaveh es b'nei Yisrael, V'ichu eilecha shemen zay zoch, chasis l'ma'or l'halos ner tamid. So what is Tetzaveh? So generally, Tetzaveh means to command. Ta Tetzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. However, if you look in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, he discusses another possible pshat in Tetzaveh, in the word Tetzaveh. And Tetzaveh, as he's going to say, and we'll see in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, says as well, is Loshon Tzavso. That's Sadi Vavav Sof Aleph. Tzavso means to connect. In other words, when we're sitting together, but Tzavso, we're sitting as a group connecting together. So if you want to take a look for a second in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, page 3, I think the Orach Chaim HaKadosh also uses that Lashon, but I'll show you clearly in the Toldos on page 3. V'zei yuvan v'ata tetzaveh ratzolomer Yisrael. As Hashem saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you have a tzavso, a connection, and hischabrus in Bnei Yisrael, la'alosum shiyachzer ulumutav. Then you'll bring them up, you'll raise them up. So that's what it means. You'll be connected with them, lahalos, and you'll raise them up. Gam lechoye tov gedol mizev yichu elecha shemen zayin zoch sheim shuga shefa mchuna l'shemen lecha gamkein, and you'll benefit for that as well. And in the Noam Megodim, he says also a similar notion. Take a look on page 4. Ve'ata, says the Noam Megodim, Tetzaveh davka ata. You, Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Fourth line. Ve'ikar kol mi sheyesh bo yira shamayim devarav nishmoim. In other words, Hashem wants that Moshe Rabbeinu should be mashpia. He wants that Klal Yisrael should be influenced. So it has to be somebody who has Yira Shamayim. Because the Gemara says in Brachas, on Vav Amud Beis, you can look on page 6, on the bottom, Vamar Rav Chelba, Rav Huna, Kol Odom Sheyesh Bo Yira Shamayim, Devar Av Nishmoyim. That anyone who has Yira Shamayim, so his words are going to be listened to. So meaning, Hashem wants that Bnei Yisrael should be influenced, but it has to be somebody, not just somebody who could just give a speech and something like that, and you know, and has good oratory skills. Fakert, as the Drosh Haran always points out, the Torah tells us he didn't have, he was Kvad Peh, but he was Yira Shamayim. So somebody who has Yira Shamayim, who's going to speak with sincere Yira Shamayim, so that is going to be affecting the people. So that's going to make an imprint. So atah tetzaveh, you have to make the connection, like we saw in the in the Toldos, but Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, because we needed that imprint of Yerushalayim to be infused on the people. And that's what the Pasuk says in Mishlei on page 11. It says, B'ni Shemor Marai Mitzvosai Tispon, Shemor Mitzvosai V'chayei V'torosi Kishon Einecha Kashreim Al Etzbeosecha Kosveim Al Luach Libecha, that the Torah should be imprinted on your heart. So it's Dafka. See, someone else is going to say, who's not so sincere, maybe a better orator, so people will hear, but it's not going to be nichnas halev. They'll hear it, their sound will go through their ears, but it's not going to influence, it's not going to be mashpia, because there's no Yerushalayim. But if there's Yerushalayim, so then it's going to go to Luach Libecha. And that's why Hashem Dafka said, to influence the people with Yerushalayim, it has to be V'atah Tetzaveh, as the Torah Megadim says. You, who have the Yerushalayim, could influence the people. And that's the idea that we'll see soon in the parsha of Zohar and Kiseitze, page 7, it says, "Zohar is Asher Asalucha Amalek, Baderech Mitzayischem Mitzrayim." So, what does it say? "Asher Kocha Baderech Vayizadim Chakol Anechasholim Acharecha Vata Ayefi Ageya Velo Yorei Elokim." So, Amalek, what do? They take people who don't have Yerushalayim in them, and then they attack them. Because as we'll see soon in the Shem Yishmuel, well, first in the Ov Yisrael, take a look at the Ov Yisrael on page 16. See, this is the bottom of the second column, where the arrow is. V'atah yef yageir, Ratzolomer, V'atah melamedes umor l'chol ish Yisrael aderech hatov v'yosher, V'hanhoga ha'usheres, Eichel hinotzel me'ha'oyev hara atom b'libo shel odom, V'emez lozum b'vad v'zer Yisrael m'tzuv v'mochiyas ha'umer zar shel ha'molek, el af kol ish Yisrael tzorech limchos chelek hara atom b'lev kol odom. In other words, Amalek is not only to eradicate a certain people, but it's also to eradicate a certain midah inside of a person, a certain ra in the person. And that's what... And how do you eradicate it? How do you eradicate it? So we'll see. The Shem Yishmuel writes the following, a very important yesod. He says, when a person always has desires, a person always has taivas. So he writes on page 14, the fourth column, first word on the line. Yeah, there's chala. Hinei kocho shal amolek lo dai shem mefazer is Yisrael min limud haTorah. Elohefik machnis osam bedover she yitzhar chavitz bo. Hayit shem machnis b'lev Yisrael tshuka v'neich betavos ros. That amolek puts in desires for bad things into the Jewish people or into anybody. V'chvar marnu b'mokom acher ki b'teva halev lishtokek. that a person's lave always is desiring of things. Veishnei mechuka hainu tshuva kedusha tshukas tamei yicholim lios ka'achas. Whereas, if your inner feeling is going towards kedusha, that itself will stop the tshuka for bad things, and vice versa. In other words, and that's what he quotes here on page 15. He says, "How do you stop Amalek? Lehipuch, alkein legarish as Amalek mileva adam, ein etza ki im lahaschel b'tshukos hakedusha, ki im yamti na sheigarish mikodem ha'avat me ye beni beni halev pani b'tshuka zei yefshar." In other words, you have to infuse in your heart a tshuka for kedusha, and memela the tshuka for ra that Amalek tries to implant will go away. And he quotes the Tanit Be'elyahu, Nichnas ba'adam tipa shal Torah, yotza kenegda tipa shal leitzonus. That any tipa shal Torah that comes in to your heart, that's going to mesalek a tipa for leitzonus. And leitzonus means these desires for frivolity. So that's why he explains the Shem Yishmuel on page 14, the third column, the second arrow. He says, every time that Hashem wanted to be Mashpia Torah, we always find Mechias HaMolek right before. For example, we made Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah, right? Parashas B'Shalach, right before Yisro, talks about HaMolek. They made Shaul the David before Binyan Bayis Rishon, before Shlomo Melech is going to reveal his Chochma, Mechias HaMolek. They made Mordechai the Esther before Bayis Sheni, which also has Hashpasa Torah, Mechias HaMolek. So what's the idea? Because HaMolek is infusing a tshuka for Ra, for Leitzonus, for bad things. And the way to do it is not trying to rid it, is to replace with good things. Because if a person gets involved in learning good Shagas Aryeh, Gushmaka, so Mimela, there's desires for watching TV and this and that, doing things on the computer. But once you find something better to infuse in you, that whole desire will fall apart. It's not like you try to get rid of the desire for all these things and then you start learning. You find a tshuka in Kedusha, and Memela, the tshuka for the other things will go away. So that's why he says that Shkolim comes before Zohar. Because Shkolim is the tshuka for what? For Ruchnius. It's the tshuka for Ruchnius. By Korbanos, etc. And they say also Kesef is Lashon Kisufim, desire. So it's so that you have that desire, so then that will take away Amalek. And that's why he explains also that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin on page 12 that Shalosh Mitzvahs Nitztavu Yisrael B'Knisosim La'aretz. Three mitzvahs that got when we went into Eretz Yisrael. L'Hamid L'Hem Melech, to make a Melech, to destroy Amalek, U'Livnos L'Hem Beis HaBechira. So what's the idea of Melech? So he writes on page 15, the first column, he quotes the Rambam, that Melech is the heart of the nation. Because Melech represents the L'Hachdis B'Lev Yisrael Ava Utshuka Lavim Sheba Shemayim. So that's what we need. In other words, the way to destroy the Amalek inside of us, or those bad desires, the people waste time, especially in this door. Rabbi Willig was saying, "Oh, computers. You know, a person could go in front of a computer and waste 10 hours like nothing. mamish could eat up your time. Eat up your time with all these things. But if you have a tshuka for ruchnius, to spend the 10 hours on a Gemara, even whatever you want. You want Chumash, you want a Ramban, you want Mishnayis. There's so many things. You find a niche in Torah that satisfies you. So Mela, the tshukas for the other things just fall away. The tshukas for the other things just fall away. And that's perhaps pshat, as some want to say, that when they fought against Amalek in Parshas B'Shalach, it said that Moshe raised his hands, right? And the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, on Chof Tesam and Aleph, on page 19, he says, what's the point of Moshe raising his hands? Yadav shal Moshe osus mulchama or shomers mulchama? Elohat, lo malacha kolz man shehoyu Yisrael mistaklim klapay mala, umishtabin oslivim lavim shabashmain hayu misgabrim, vimlav hayu noflim. At any time, the Jewish people would look up, so their focus is on Shamayim, Ruchnius. So that's how you destroy Amalek. Because the Amalek is trying to place in you a taiva for Gashmius, a taiva for bad, all the things that people spend half their lives doing, wasting their time. But you get it, you want to really get it out of you. So you have to replace it. Replace it with kisufim for kedusha, and that's v'atah tetzaveh. That, in other words, Amalek is lo yirei elokim. When the Klal Yisrael is lo yirei elokim, so then Amalek has his niche. But v'atah tetzaveh, says the told us, tetzaveh loshen tzavso, that you connect, you Moshe Rabbeinu connect, and then says the Noam Gadim. The what? The Moshe Rabbeinu Misha Yira Shamayim Devar Nishmoyim. And the Satmar, one of the Satmar Rebbes, the Lev Aaron, says Pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos on page 20. It says, Kol Sheyira Shchetel Chodemus L'Chachmoso Chachmosu Miskayemus. That if a person has Yira Shamayim and that precedes his Chachma, that his chokhma will be miskayim. Chol shechokhmoso kodemus liyure shemayim, ein chokhmoso miskayemus. So what's the pshat? So the Lalev Aaron, the Aaron Teitelbaum Shlita, he says like this. He says there's a din. If you give a piece of silver to the craftsman to make a kli out of it. So the question is, does the uman kone the kli, and then when you pay it, you buy, like Rav Shechter, you buy it back from him or not? Is it his? In other words, what's that? When you pay him, he makes a menorah for you out of a slab of silver. What are you paying for? The toil, or you're actually paying for the menorah, because since he created it, it became his. So that's the machlokas, whether umen kone b'shvach kli, or ein umen kone b'shvach kli. When you're paying it, are you paying for the object, or are you paying for just for the work? So that's the machlokas. So he says that, but it depends. If the balabayas who gave him the silver slab, gave him different chemicals and things to help, so then it's the balabaisis, and then he just has to pay for the labor. But if it's your samamonim, the uman samamonim, then it's his. So he says the same thing. Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. So now we're learning the Torah. So if you have Yirah Shamayim, that's like it's your stuff that's helping improve it. And Yirah Shamayim is the one thing that it's ours, because Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yirah Shamayim. So if we have Yirah Shamayim, that's our thing. That's our kinyan. So when we learn Torah with Yerushalayim, it's like the Uman who's Mashbiach the thing and is using his summer money. No, I mean it's like the yeah, because here there was whoever some manim it is, that's called his kli. So Mela, the Hashem is the Balabais, he's giving us the Torah. Now we're like the Uman and we're learning the Torah, doing things with the Torah. But who's some manim? So if you have your Shamayim, so it's our chemical, so to speak. And then it's ours. And then it's Miskayim. But that's the, you know, it reminds me of a word the Sfasema says. I first heard it from Rav Noach Isaac Goldbaum. The Sfasema says, Pshat, Me Ashpa on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Me Ashpas Yorim Evyon. Which literally means Hashem takes the poor person and he brings him up from the Ashpa, so to speak. So he says a different Pshat, Sfasema. What does Evyon mean? It's a poor person. Why is he called a poor person an Evyon? So it's the Farshim explained the Loshon Ova, because he wants everything, he needs everything. So the Sfasema says sometimes a person's Evyon, his Ova, his desires are in the Ashpa. Because he wants things that are not significant. He wants this car, he wants that, stupid things, silly things. So we say to Hashem, Me Ashpos Yorim Evyon, that our desires should be raised out of the Ashpa and we should want things of significance. We should want things of value. And Bez Hashem, those that Bez Hashem are dating, we're going to start to date. You know, a lot of times you look, the things that you look for in a mate, people look for the wrong things. You have to look for kindness. You have to look for a good person. You have to look for Torah values. You know, sometimes we get the values that a person looks for are really insignificant things, not the important things. And that's what our Mohammed Keneged HaMolek is, to make sure we're not here, you know, having a real war in that sense, but it's an internal struggle that HaMolek is trying to place the tshuka for the bad things, and we're trying to supplant that with the tshuka for the good things. And that's what we need to have Rebbeim to be connected to places of Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim will seep in and you'll have a tshuka for that. Memela, you won't have the tshuka anymore for that. And Vatar Tetzaveh, that's why Hashem says, Tetzaveh Loshon Tzavsa, Loshon Hischabrus. Hischabrus is dafka with Moshe Rabbeinu, or someone like Moshe Rabbeinu, who has Yerushalayim, and that will make a significant impact in the person. That will be Mashpia. That will kosvem aluach libecha, and ultimately that will defeat Amalek, and that won't let Amalek implant his desires to have the people desire things that are not important, things that are not good. And that's so atat tzaves bnei Yisrael. That's the hashpas haTorah veYirah kehagana bifnei Amalek.